Everyone in KZN has probably seen the extremely distressing and disturbing footage of a mother beating a little child. A partner is filming the incident and seems to be egging her on. The adults have been charged and are due to appear in court in early April. This afternoon, we are joined in studio by the biological father. Before we get into the interview, I must please state that we do not endorse anyone's side of the story. We are not here to play a game of he said, she said. The father has agreed to do this interview and speak to us about the child. Welcome to East Coast Radio. I'm assuming that you have seen the video footage. What were your first thoughts when you saw what was happening to your child?
I was utterly disgusted. It was a horrifying video, if you had seen it. I couldn't believe, you know, the woman I once loved actually could do this to my child. And obviously now she's in hospital, so it's just very disappointing.
How is your daughter doing?
Okay, she is admitted, still in hospital. She's very sore down from the waist, from her thighs, her legs basically. So her thigh is swollen on the left-hand side. She can't move the left leg. It's very minimal movement. The right leg can support her weight just for now because they were doing physio for her and they can't straighten her leg out. I'm not sure if it's by the knee or exactly where because the doctors haven't informed me. And she did have a blood clot in her brain, and she did have internal bleeding. When she was at the previous hospital, they did say that I have to take her back for a scan in 6 weeks' time just to make sure everything has cleared up properly. But for now, they're mostly worried about the legs because obviously she needs to walk and she can't at the moment.
I mean, my heart is racing. I don't know. I mean, how are you? How are you doing?
At this moment, there's a lot of thoughts going through my head. There's a lot of comments going through at this moment. So I'm just trying to keep everything together, obviously for my baby, because she's very small. She cannot, if I break down, there's no one that's going to be there for her.
Have you been told what is going to happen to her after this ordeal is over?
Okay, I have been in contact with a lot of people regarding the issue. However, they did mention to me that there's a process that we have to follow. So at this moment, exactly, I'm not sure as to what's going to happen, but obviously I'm following the process and I'm waiting for them to get back to me.
Have you ever had previous suspicions that your daughter was being abused?
Yes, I did have previous suspicions. I actually went down to the social workers last year in September. When I got there, I explained to them the situation because I had visitation rights where I was picking my daughter up. So I managed to see the conditions she was living in, the conditions she was being sent when she was coming to see me. And she had her head was infested with nits and lice. So at that particular time, I went to the social worker to explain to them. However, basically, we are here now at this point, you know.
So, I mean, asking if there was suspicion, you've obviously given indication that her living environment wasn't conducive as well as there being an infestation, but was there any physical...
There were no marks at the time, but my daughter did mention to me she was being locked in the toilet and the mother's boyfriend actually hit her. So that I took all of that and went to the social workers. But at the moment, at that time, there was no proof because she was not living with me and it was the word of a four-year-old.
Does your daughter live with you? How often do you get to see her?
She does not live with me. She actually lives with her mom. So I had a parenting plan where I had alternate weekends where I was visiting her. And it came up to a point where it was the 1st of September where the mom actually had stopped me, where she disputed the parenting plan. And I was not able to see my daughter from that time until now when she finished off in hospital. I even tried on numerous occasions to see her after that, tried to keep in contact with her, calling her. I even tried in December, including the Christmas period. I bought her a lot of stuff and I wanted to drop it off, but there was no contact. I went to the house, they were not there. So I haven't seen her until the 25th of February this year, when she was admitted into hospital. She was actually admitted on the 21st.
How did you find out that the abuse had taken place?
It was Sunday, the 25th of February. I had a friend. He actually lives in the road. So he was taking an auntie, we call him aunties, right? It's an elderly lady who was, he was taking her and going home basically because he's giving her a lift. She works not too far from where my daughter, or where the boyfriend of my mother, the boyfriend's mother has a shop, right? So that lady informed him that there's this child in the hospital who fell from a bicycle. Oh, that was the story that they had taken her to the hospital with. And she's very seriously injured. She's in a critical ward. So that friend knows my daughter. So he came up to me and he explained to me that my daughter is in hospital. And she was actually admitted under a false name. And so I had difficulty actually finding out as to which ward she was in. And I had to go get a birth certificate because I assumed the mother had everything with her, but I think she lost it. So I had to go make another birth certificate and obviously to be able to get access to my daughter.
At this stage, had you seen the footage?
No.
When did you see the footage?
The footage actually came out only after she was arrested. That was the Wednesday, the following, that Wednesday. So it was 28th, after the, on the 28th, I saw it.
Did you see your daughter before the video, or did you see the video before you saw your daughter?
I saw my daughter before.
How was it when you saw her? I mean,
it was very sad because it was, the thing is, when I walked into the hospital, she was just lying on the bed over there, and I know my daughter, so I told the nurse, that's my daughter, and I only found out she's in hospital. They weren't allowing me to see her at that time. Due to the case and everything that was open, so there were strict regulations where there was no visitors because they didn't know who had done this. So at that time, I had to go through the police, basically, as the head of the crime unit and stuff. So they had to interview me and see who I was, and when they realized I'm the biological dad, they allowed me access to her. So I directly after, on that same Sunday, I went back and I saw her.
And how was that moment when you saw her and she saw you?
It was very sad. It was a very sad moment because she was in a lot of pain. Her complexion was, it actually was more darker. You could actually see the bruises on her. At that time, I didn't see her legs. I wasn't aware that what damages or what injuries she had sustained. So I only saw her from basically the top half of her body. And you could see a lot of bruise marks on her.
What do you want for your daughter moving forward?
This is a very serious situation. She's seen a lot of dark in her life. As you can see, we don't even know how long this has been going on. But all we want to do is show her the light. We want to show her love, that she's cared for, that she has people behind her, you know, people to support her, those type of things. Because at the end of the day, this is obviously, it's going to play on her mind, should we say, because the people that were close to her had done this to her. So all I can do for her and all I want to do for her is basically show her a lot of love and attention and make her know that she's special.
I think, you know, you're touching on not knowing how long it had gone on for. I think one of the main comments I heard regarding the footage was her reaction to the abuse, that she lay a lot of the time and didn't defend, which is hard. Because as you said, it's the people that are meant to protect her.
True, so true.
Have you got a message for the case in public that are listening?
Yes, you know, the best thing I'd like to tell them out there, or the listeners, is that, you know, you have your children, you would never think something like this would happen to them. Obviously, I didn't think something would happen like this would happen to me or my daughter. However, you know, you can never be too sure as to. So what I would like to say is just look after your children, give them all the love, and make sure that you know or that they are well taken care of. Because at the end of the day, you'll never know when something like this is going to happen. And when it does happen, it's a very sad situation. You know, you go through a lot. There's a lot of things that you are tried and tested. At the end of the day, the best thing to do is help, you know, be there for your child when you need to. Also help, you know, these child abuse centers, things like that. Because today it's my child, tomorrow it can be someone else's, you know. And it's always good to make sure you are aware of what your rights, your surroundings, especially where your children are involved.
Yeah. I really appreciate you coming into East Coast Radio today. And thank you for your time. Jane Lindley Thomas. East Coast Radio.